So we are discussing the 11th chapter. Let's do a quick overview. We did not have the PPT earlier. So basically, the 11th chapter, the whole chapter is centered around the display of the universal form. So that is the heart, and there is a pre-event for that, what happens before, and then the reaction to that, the setting the scene for that, and then the response to that scene in one sense. So 1 to 4 is the request of Arjuna, 5 to 8 is Krishna's preparatory description, then 9 to 14 is Sanjaya's description, UF is universal form, then 15 to 31 is Arjuna's description, and then after that ends with Arjuna's question. And then Krishna responds to his question and he gives an instruction, that is Nimitta Matram Bhavasau Visachi, that is 32 to 34. And then after that, 35 to 46, Arjuna offers prayers. And then after that, after this, at the end of these prayers, Arjuna will conclude by saying, please display your Saumya Rupa, your gentle form, as contrasted with this Ugra Rupa. And then Krishna accedes to that request, and then he glorifies pure devotion. So if we remember the previous chapters, the essential focus on the 9th chapter onwards was on the glory of pure devotion. So that is how Krishna intelligently, expertly rather, connects Arjuna's request with the theme of pure devotion. That you saw this form, and higher than this form is the two-handed form that you are seeing right now. And this form also, actually, don't think that seeing that form is rare. Actually, seeing this form is rarer. And this can actually be seen only by bhakti. So, at the end of this chapter, 53 and 54 are very categorical verses about how all other paths are ineffectual in enabling one to see Krishna as he is. So, we had come in the middle of this Arjuna's prayers, we had completed till 14. But there are some other reviews. We'll just have a look at this. So, with the this is a breakup of Arjuna's prayers, or rather Arjuna's description, not his prayers. 15 to 20. So, when Arjuna starts seeing the Vishwarupa, first thing he says, oh, what is there? Whole universe is pervading. So, first he sees the vision of the universe. And then, not only is there a vision, but the residents of the universe in various places, they are also seeing the Virat Rupa. And what is the effect on them? So, Loka Tayam Pravetitam Mahatman. Pravetitam. So, that starts on 20th. And then, it goes on. And they are all Adbhuta, Vismaya. And they are fearful. And then, after that, there is the effect on Arjuna, which is given in three verses. 23 to 25. So, there is overlapping because some themes are addressed in both. Some verses address both themes. The vision of the universe as well as the effect and the transition. And then from that, Ami Hitvam Dhritarashtrasya Putra, that section starts about how the Virat Rupa is devouring the armies in the battlefield. So that is 26 to 30. And then at that particular point, the vision becomes not just a vision, it becomes practically an immediately tangible reality in one's circumstances. So Arjuna's questions become more urgent and insistent. Who are you? What is your purpose? And to that, Krishna answers. Now let's look at this overview of the prayers that we were discussing. So, first 36 to 38 is, first three verses are glorification. Tumaksharam paramam veditavyam, like that. And yesterday we discussed that pranamya shirsa devam, that you know, from ahead, from behind, from everywhere I'm offering obeisances. Then after that, now four verses, which we'll discuss today onward, this is an apology. Please, I took you cheaply. Please forgive me for that. And then after that, 45, 46, will be a request. Request that, please show me your normal form, your two-handed form. Actually, he asked to make a specific request that our acharyas have analyzed very minutely, so we will understand that. So this is the flow of the chapter till now. So in this series of verses, glorification, obeisances, apology and request. So if you see, this is in the Bhaktarasamrita Sindhu, three kinds of prayers are described. Now, there is Samprarthanatmika, Dainabodhika and Lalsamai. Samprarthanatmika is glorificatory. So you are so great. And then Dainabodhika is of expressing one's fallen condition. So in a sense, obeisances and apology are a part of that, we could say roughly. And then Lalsamai is a request. He's making a request for a... It's a spirit. Generally, Lalsamai is not considered to... it's not a Karmakandi prayer. A prayer for a material benediction is not technically categorized as Lalsamai. Lalsa is for some spiritual perfection. So Arjuna's desire to see the two-handed form of Krishna is also a spiritual desire. So any questions till now about this? Okay. Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam. Prasabham yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Sakheti.
Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Sakheti.
Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranaye navapi.
Pramadat pranaye navapi.
Yachavaha sarthamasat krutosi.
Yachavaha
sarthamasat krutosi. Viharshayasana bhojaneshu.
Viharshayasana bhojaneshu.
Ekothavapyachutat samaksham.
Ekothavapyachutat
samaksham. Takshamaye twamahamaprameyam.
Amaye twamahaprameyam.
So, Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam. Sakheti matva. I thought of you as my friend. And prasabham means I called you as. Yaduktam means I called you. What did I call you? Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakheti. So, where does the word prasabham come? Indiyanam janmanoditasya hati pragyam. No. Yatato yapi kaunte purushase vipaschita. Indriyani pramathani pramathani haranti prasabham mana haranti prasabham manaha. So prasabham, that is 2.60. So agitated. So here he is saying that here the word prasabham, the same word is there, but essentially what it means is that my mind was so agitated that I became presumptuous towards you. Prabhupada translated prasabham as presumptuous. So he says, I was presumptuous. Presumptuous means I was a sort of inappropriate. And then somebody is very respectable and we take that person very casually. So that's kind of behavior. Prasabham yaduktam. So what did I call you? Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakheti. So Vishnu Acharya Thakur describes why these three particular names are used. So actually, Arjuna's mood, in a sense, if you see, although from the material point of view, Arjuna is a Kshatriya. Krishna, is he a Kshatriya? Well, yes and no. He was a Kshatriya in the sense that he was born in Kshatriya family, but he lived as a Vaishya. That was one of the criticisms that Shishupal made towards Arjuna, towards Krishna. So he says that actually I am a Rajkumar, but you are actually not even a Rajkumar. So, hey Krishna, Krishna is calling a formal name, and Yadava is, you are a member of the Yadava dynasty, but you are not Yadava Naresh. You are, Ugrasen was the king, after him Kamsa became, after Kamsa Ugrasen became. So Vasudev was directly not a king also. So what to speak of Krishna being a king, Vasudev was also not a king. And then, hey Sakheti. So actually, because you are not directly a royal king or a royal prince, my becoming your friend is my favor to you. That's how I was thinking. You know, among the two of us as Kshatriyas, I am in a superior position. So when I became your friend, I used to talk with you very informally, as if I'm doing you a favor by accepting you as my friend. So this is Ajanata Mahimanam Tavedam. I did not know your Mahima. Ajanata. And Maya Pramadat Pranayena Vapi. So what could be the cause of such a thing? It could be Pramad or Pranay. Pramad means madness. And Pranay means love. So normally, when will a person forget the position of somebody who is very respectable? In these two situations, for the Pune temple inauguration, the president of India had come. So when he comes along, there's a drunkard over there, it's Pramad. He will offer no respect to the president. On the other hand, if the president's brother is there, president's family member is there, this Pranay, he may also not think of such a president as a big person. So normally the greatness of a person is forgotten in these two situations, Pramada and Pranaya. So the Vrajavasis don't accept Krishna as God, and conditioned souls also don't accept Krishna as God. But there's a big difference between the two. The Vrajavasis don't accept because of Pranaya. Conditioned souls don't accept because of Pramada, because of madness, because of forgetfulness. So Arjuna, in a sense, his forgetfulness of Krishna's position was also out of Pranaya. You know, Arjuna's Sakhyarasa, Bhakta Sambhasindhu and then Ujjwal Nilamani analyze. Jiva Goswami also talks about this in his Durgam Sangamani. Jiva Goswami wrote in the commentary on the Bhakta Sambhasindhu. It is called as the Durgam Sangamani Tika. So there also he analyzes this, that there is Sakhyarasa, but in Sakhyarasa also there are gradations. Just like Madhurirasa, Lakshmi Devi is there. Madhurirasa, Sita is there. Madhurirasa, the Gopis and Radharani are there. So all of them are in Madhurirasa, but within Madhurirasa also the levels of intimacy are different. Radharani and the Gopis are much, much more intimate with Krishna than are, say, even the queens of Durga, queens of Dwarka, what to speak of Sita or Lakshmi Devi. So, same way with the Sakhas also. So, those who are in Sakhyarasa in Vrindavan are much more intimate with Krishna than the other friends of Krishna. In fact, Jiva Goswami says, Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu, he gives a Vrindavan-centric understanding of all leelas of Krishna. That means, then when Krishna is performing pastimes in Dwarka, he is getting Rukmini and then marrying her. Then his messages are coming to Nanda Maharaj and Yashodama in Vrindavan, and their reactions are described. So it's like Jiva Goswami takes the role of a spectator of Vrindavan, and he's describing all the pastimes. So there he described that among the five Pandavas, why was Arjuna most dear to Krishna? So he said, because among the Gopas, who were the Sakhas of Krishna in Vrindavan, there was a Gopa named Arjuna. And this name Arjuna reminded him of that Sakha, and he reminded of Vrindavan. So there were no Sakhas by the name of Yudhishthir, Bhima, Sahadev, Nakula. So because Arjuna of the Mahabharat, Arjuna reminded him of Vrindavan, that's why Arjuna was most dear to him. So, of course, Arjuna is an exalted devotee, we don't minimize him. But this is also one way of looking at it. Krishna, he's constantly remembering Vrindavan. So Arjuna's Sakhyarasa is not the same as the Vrajavasi Sakhyarasa. So Arjuna Sakhyarasa is called as Gaurav Sakhya. So there is awareness of the Gaurav, the glory. And Vrindavan Vasi's Sakhyarasa is called as the Vishramba Sakhya, very intimate Sakhya. So Arjuna is not assuming that actually I forgot your position because of Pranay. He is saying, I don't know what it was. If it had been Pranay, it might have been Pramada. But please forgive me. And before asking for forgiveness, he says, what was my offense? Not only did I speak like that, hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Saketi, calling you by your name a little derisively, but I also acted very informally with you. Yachava hasartham asatkrutosi. So I laughed with you, I joked at you. Asatkruta means improper actions I did. And when all vihara shayasana bhojaneshu. So we would play together, we would go to the forest together, we would relax together, we would lie down together, and then we would eat together all this time. And you know, it's one thing to tease a person when that person is alone, but when you tease a big person when that person is somebody else, those who respect that person very much, then that becomes a little more embarrassing for that person. So he says, ekothavapyachutat samaksham. That I not only spoke inappropriately to you when we were alone, but also in public I spoke like that. So, tatshamayetvam. So please forgive me for all this. Tatshamayetvam aham aprameyam. You are actually, your glory, your power is immeasurable. Aprameyam. And then he is describing further to contextualize or to elaborate on that request for forgiveness. He says, actually, what is your position? Aprameyam. He explains that in the next verse. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. Pitasi lokasya characharasya.
Tamasya pujyascha gurur gariyan, pujyascha gurur gariyan.
Natat samasthya abhyadika kutonyo,
natat samasthya abhyadika kutonyo.
Lokatrayepya pratima prabhava,
trayepya pratima prabhava.
So the previous line ended with aprameyam. This verse ends with apratima prabhava. Apratima means unmatchable. Your influence is unmatchable. So you are pitasi lokasya chara charasya. You are the father of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving. And sometimes the father may not be very respectable, but you are pujyasya. You are, how respectable are you? Gurur gariyan. Actually, the guru is considered to be greater than the father, because the father is related to the body. The guru is going to deliver the soul. But actually, you are the father who is more respectable than even the guru. Gurur gariyan. And how great are you? Actually, there may be many gurus also, but there is nobody equal to you. Natat samasthya. Then how can somebody be superior to you? And I was so foolish that I was thinking I am superior to you. And I am become, by befriending you, I am doing you a favor. Natat samasthya abhedika kuto anyo. Kuto anyo. How is it possible that anybody can be superior? In fact, you are so much superior to everyone else that lokatraye pratima prabhava, that there is no one like you in all the three worlds. And then he asks for forgiveness. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadayetvamahamishamidyam. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyo. Priya priyayarhasi deva sodhum. So, asmat. So, understanding your great position, asmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam pranamya. I offer my obeisances. How? By laying down prostrate. And prasadayetvam. I have begged for your prasad. Isha medium. You are the Lord, you are worshipable. And he's asking for forgiveness, and he says, earlier he said pramadat pranayena, but now he's saying actually it was out of pranaya. And he's giving three relationships, three examples of how such intimacy among close relatives can be forgiven. Piteva putrasya, as the father may forgive a son, or a friend may forgive a friend, or as a lover may forgive a beloved. Priya priyayar hasi deva sodum. So, this is in a sense, this is Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya, but not exactly. Because Arjuna is not thinking of himself as the father of Krishna. The Vatsalya is reversed, because still the Gaurav, the understanding of the glory of God is there. So, actually, if you see, the father-son relationship is intimate. But the sons, if you see, we can think of ourselves. You know, when we are small, the parents are our only shelter. So, we have an intimate relationship with them. But as we start growing up, the relationship with the friends becomes more intimate. We can't, there is what we call a generation gap, and because of that, the relationship with the friends is more intimate. And then, as a person grows up, then there is the biological, psychological attraction with the opposite sex that results. And then when, say, a man, woman get married and they have some affection for each other, then that relationship becomes the most intimate. So he's not talking from that Vatsala Sakya Madhuri, but he's talking from the normal point of view, that even in worldly relationships, in intimacy, when there is intimate relationships, then some inappropriate behavior is forgiven. So like that, please forgive me, my dear Lord. Deva Sodhum. Sodhum means kindly tolerate. Shaknoti haiva yaha sodhum. So Krishna has told Arjuna earlier that you should tolerate desires. 5.23 says that. So now he's saying, my dear Lord, you please tolerate my indiscretions. Please forgive me for those indiscretions. And then he further, now he is offering obeisances. Now he's going to make a request. He's offered apologies. Then he will adrushta purvam rishitos midrishtva, adrushta purvam rishitos midrishtva, bhayena cha pravyathitam manome, bhayena cha pravyathitam manome, tadeva me darshaya deva rupam, eva me darshaya deva rupam, prasida devesha jagannivasa, devesha jagannivasa. So adrushta purvam. So this was same word is coming, I think 11.5. Now that actually this form has never been seen by anyone before. So yes, I agree that. So adrushta purvam. What has never been seen, I am seeing this, Rushitosmi, I am jubilant on seeing this. But along with it also, especially because of the Kala Rupa, Bhayenicha Pravititam Manome, my mind has become fearful. Tat evame darshaya devarupam. So Prasida Devesha Jagannivasa, as I mentioned, is a phrase that gets repeated. And then Tadeva me darshaya. So please show me that form, my dear Lord. Please. So now Tadeva me darshaya. What is that Tadeva is not clear in this verse directly. He says, I have seen this form, I have become jubilant, I have become fearful also. But now show me Tadeva me darshaya. Tad means that. Like Tattvamasi. You are that. Tad is that. So what is that is not exactly Tadeva me darshaya. Show me that, my dear Lord. That form, Deva Rupam, and in this way have mercy on me. So now what is that form? He will explain in the next verse. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam, kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam, ichhami tvam drashtum aham tathaiva, mitvam drashtum aham tathaiva, tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena, tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena, sahasrabaho bhavad vishvamurte. So, kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam. So, this is very clear. What is that referring to? Not the form of Krishna directly. It is referring to the Vishnu form. So, ichhami tvam drashtum aham tathaiva. That is the form that I desire to see. And tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena. That chaturbhuja form. So, now he is telling that this form is sahasrabaho. So, oh sahasrabaho, please become chaturbhuja. Sahasrabhuja, please become chaturbhuja. Bhava Vishwamurte, O form of the Lord. So when he makes this request, so actually, in response to this, after Krishna has heard the request, so Krishna, he does things rapidly. There's the Vishwarupa speaking. So actually, now as I mentioned this, I think earlier in one of our classes, that sometimes when we see the pictorial description, you know, we have to always be clear that picture, chitra, is not a praman. It doesn't come in pratyaksha anuman shabda. You could call it pratyaksha, but it is sort of a conceptualized pratyaksha. So we can't take pictures, whatever they are, as a very serious praman. So when we have the picture of, say, there is no picture of Vishwarupa here, sometimes we may say, there is Arjuna here, there is Krishna here, and there is a Vishwarupa there. So actually, in a sense, in that picture, we see Krishna as well as Vishwarupa. But when the Vishwarupa was revealed, it was Krishna who revealed the Vishwarupa. So to Arjuna, Krishna became unmanifest. And Krishna could not show the... Arjuna could no longer see Krishna over there at that time. And that's why when Arjuna asked the question, he doesn't ask Krishna, who is this? Because there is no Krishna to ask them. So he asked the Vishwarupa, who are you? You know, if he had known that this is Krishna only, then he would not even have asked directly. Or he would have asked Krishna. So... But because it's like it's a chronological sequence where Krishna and Arjuna are there, and then Arjuna, Vishwarupa and Arjuna are there. So all those three have to be sort of depicted in a frozen way in a picture. So that's why it's depicted like that. So pictures are not always, it's not possible to have pictures accurately depicting higher realities. But they are roughly indicative. So basically, from an accurate point of view, actually there is Krishna and Arjuna, then there is Vishwarupa and Arjuna, and then there is again Krishna and Arjuna. It's like that. It should be like, if you have three face pictures like that. So, now, that's why he is not saying Krishna becomes Sahasrabaho Bhav Vishwamurte. Oh, you are having thousands of arms, now please become a four-arm form. So when Krishna is speaking these verses, so at that time, he actually still now Krishna has not yet become visible. It is the same Vishwarupa who is speaking. But from Vyasadeva's point of view, he knows this Vishwarupa is the same as Bhagavan. So is it Sri Bhagavan Uvacha comes over there. Now, when he is speaking, Krishna does things rapidly. So from the Sahasrabaho form, Vishwarupa form, he becomes the four-handed form. And from the four-handed form, he becomes the two-handed form. So that has to be sort of carefully analyzed. Chakravarti Pad elaborates on this. We'll see how that is described by Krishna here. So first, he responds to Arjuna by teasing Arjuna a little bit. He doesn't immediately sanction his request. He says, please show me your four-handed form. He doesn't sanction the request. He teases Arjuna a little bit. Let's see how he teases. మయా ప్రసన్నేన తవార్జునేదం నేన త్వార్జునేదం రూపం పరం దర్శితమాత్మయోగాత్ రూపం పరం దర్శితమాత్మయోగాత్ తేజోమయం విశ్వమనంతమాద్యం తేజోమయం విశ్వమనంతమాద్యం యన్మే త్వదన్యేన దృష్టపూర్వం త్వదన్యేన దృష్టపూర్వం సో మయా ప్రసన్నేన Prasanna, I was Prasanna when as per your request, I showed you the Vishwarupa. Rupam Param Darshitam. This was the Param Rupa which I showed to you. Atma Yogad, by my own power. And what is the speciality of this Rupa? Tejomayam Vishwam Ananta Madhyam. This is Tejomaya, this is Vishwarupa, Ananta, unlimited, Adya, it is original. And Yanme Tvadanyena Drishtapurvam. So, actually as per your request, I happily revealed to you a form which was not shown to anyone before. So you say, I have done such a favor to you. Why are you saying no to the favor now? Keep seeing this form. So Arjuna says, no, I don't want to see this form. This is a Ugra Rupa. So then Krishna, so this is not directly spoken by Arjuna. But Krishna continues by glorifying this form. He says, see this form. This is so extraordinary. So actually the devotees, those who are intimate rasa with the Lord, they don't want to so much see the greatness of the Lord. So Krishna has, Arjuna has seen that, now he feels it's enough. But Krishna is just driving home that point of the intimacy of the devotion of Arjuna by sort of alluring Arjuna. Please see this form, this is so extraordinary. Veda yagya dhyanair nadanair, veda yagya dhyanair nadanair, nachakriya bhirna tapo bhirugrai, kriya bhirna tapo bhirugrai, evam rupah shakyaham nraloke, rupah shakyaham nraloke, drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira. So kuru pravira, so vira is hero. Pravira is special hero. Oh, Kuru Pravira, oh, special hero among the Kurus. This form is such that, so this refers to the, till now Krishna has not changed to the 200 form, or the 400 form. So this form, Virat Rupa is also very rare to see. Naveda Yajna Dhyanair Nadanair. You cannot succeed by studying the Vedas, by doing Adhyaya, by Yajna, by Adhyayana, by Dana, by Kriya, Kriya is Karmakand, by severe tapasya. Evam rupa shakya aham nraloke. In this world you cannot see it. So apart from you, nobody has seen it. He's emphasizing that point. And then he says, no, Krishna says, no, I don't want to see it anymore. This is enough. It's like yesterday I was giving the example that you're watching a horror movie, some scene of destruction on a TV, and then you suddenly find that horror movie turns out to be something happening in the neighborhood only. Everything is getting destroyed. And you try to change the channel, and the channel is not changing only. So that we just keep seeing the destruction. So Arjuna feels, I don't want to see it anymore. He's so anxious. Then Krishna says, Krishna stops teasing him. He says, okay, don't be anxious. I won't show you anymore. Mate vyatha macha vimudha bhavo. Vyatha macha vimudha bhavo. Drishtva rupam ghoram idrin mamedam. Rupam ghoram idrin mamedam. Vyapetabhi pritamana punastvam. Vyapetabhi pritamana punastvam. Tadeva me rupam idam prapashya. So, he says, Mate Vyatha, do not be fearful. Macha Vimudha Bhava, do not be bewildered also. So, these are the two prominent emotions of Arjuna, fear and bewilderment. So, he says, no, don't be fearful, do not be bewildered. Drishtva Rupam Ghoram Igran Mamedam. This is what happened to you because of seeing this Ghor Rupa. Then, Vyapetabhi, let the fear go far away. Pritamana, let your mind become peaceful. Punastvam, once again. Tad eva me rupam idam prapashya. And see this form according to your desire. So now, again, there's a flashback. Because there's a conversation, but along with the conversation, events are also happening. So to let us know what is the event that is happening, the camera moves backwards. And Sanjay tells us. Now what happens? So we'll have Sanjay uvacha. Ityarjunam vasudevastathoktva. Sudevastathoktva. Svakam rupam darshayama sabhuya. Rupam darshayama sabhuya. Ashvasayama sachabhitamenam. Asayame asachabhitametvam. Bhutva puna saumya vapur mahatma. So, so Chakravarti Pad describes that in this verse itself, the transition from the Sahasra Bhuja to Chatur Bhuja to Dvibhuja, all these are happening in one verse itself directly. So why does he say that? Because at the start of it, there is a Virat Rupa that is there. And at the end of it is Bhutva Saumya Rupur Mahatma. Saumya Vam is manifested. Now normally, the Saumya Rupa is, the Vishnu Rupa is not called as Saumya Rupa. Because Vishnu is also Aishwarya Rupa. The Saumya Rupa is the Rupa of the two-handed, intimate form of Krishna. So, Itya Arjunam Vasudeva Stathoktva. So, Vasudeva, Lord, the Vishwarupa spoke like this. Swakam Rupam Darshayam Asabhuyaha. So, Swakam Rupam, he showed his own form, that is the Vishnu form. And then, after showing the Vishnu form, oh, don't feel fearful. Vishnu is like the maintainer of the whole world. So, Darshayam Ashvasayam Asacha Bhitamenam. So, that person was fearful, Bhitam, he did Ashvasan to him. He reassured him, Ashvasayam. And then, after that, so that Bhuyaha means to become, and Bhutva also means to become. So Bhutva and Bhuya both have come over here, which indicates that first Bhuya refers to he became a four-handed form, and the next Bhutva refers to from four-handed he became a two-handed form. And Bhutva Puna Saumya Vapur Mahatma, that great soul, he became Saumya Vapu. And after this happens, then now Arjuna starts speaking once. Arjuna expresses gratitude. Krishna had said, Mate vyathama cha vimudha bhavo. Do not be fearful, do not be disturbed. So he says, now I am calmed down. And then after Arjuna says that, yes, I am okay now, then Krishna will speak again. Arjuna vacha drishtvedam manusham rupam, drishtvedam manusham rupam, tavasaumyam janardana, tavasaumyam janardana, idanimasmi samvritta, sacheta prakritim gata. So it's very clear now from this verse that the manusham rupam, the form like a human being, that is a two-handed form, has now become manifested. So where has this transition happened? As Chakravarti Pad infers, it's in the previous verse. So Krishna, when Arjuna made the request, please show me a four-handed form. So Krishna did not say no. I said, okay, I'll do that. But then at the end of it, the two-handed form has come. So Dushtvedam Manusham Rupam, I'm seeing your form. And again he is clearing. What is this? Making it very clear. This form is Saumyam. So 50 and 50 and both use the same word. Saumyam. And Idanim Asmi Samvritta. So my vritti has now become Sachetaha Prakritim Gata. That means Prakriti is normal nature. So my consciousness has returned to my normal nature. Now I have become pacified. Now I am no longer disturbed. So seeing that, you know, when things become abnormal, we become disturbed. When things return to normalcy, then we calm down. Then Arjuna is saying that, Sacheta Prakritim Gata. Now I have become calm. So now Krishna will speak. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Sudurdarsham idam rupam. Drishtavanasi anmama. Devapyasya rupasya. Nityam darshana kankshinah. So, he's describing, in case Arjuna is too overwhelmed by that Vishwarupa, he's reassuring Arjuna, that actually don't think that form is very rare. Actually, this form is even rarer. That Sudurdarsham Idam Rupam. This is not just Sudurdarsha, it is Sudurdarsha. Extremely rare. And as you are seeing me now, so now it's very clear that the Mayavadis have the idea that the impersonal Brahman is higher. And this is just a conceptual tool. To go beyond, the two-handed form is just a conceptual tool by which you go beyond Brahman. Go beyond to Brahman. But Krishna is telling over here very clearly that this Rupa is very, very rare. If it's just a conceptual tool that is to be given up, then why would Krishna say that is very rare? Actually, conceptual tool is not rare. Actually, anybody can use the conceptual tool. And he further says that actually this form is constantly hankered for by even the devatas. To speak of order, Devapyasya Rupasya. So it is rare not only for people on the earth, but it is rare even for those on the heavenly planet. Devapyasya Rupasya Nityam Darshana Kankshina. They are also constantly desiring to see this form. No, this is about Saumya Rupa. This is the two-handed form. Saumya Rupa has already come in the previous verse. Arjuna has already said that. Now I am seeing you Manusha Rupa. Okay, I'll come to a good question. Is your point addressed? No, idam. Idam it is. Idam. What you are seeing right now. Not that. Idam is this. Now there is this and that. He is not saying Sudarshan tad rupam. He is saying idam rupam. So what you are seeing right now. And very clearly, asi yan mama. As I am now. This point clear? Very, very clear from the Sanskrit point of view. Now, see, when Krishna manifests in this world, that is an extraordinary mercy. And for us, because we talk about Krishna's pastime so frequently, it may seem to be a familiar or a regular or common occurrence. But as compared to the vastness of the cosmic time scales, Krishna's manifestation is extremely rare. And it is among all the forms of, say, Indra or Varuna or Vayu. You know, there are so many Indras even within one manvantara. 14 are there. And then like that, within one day of Brahma, so many are there. Thousands practically. And among all of them, only during the jurisdiction of one Indra, Krishna manifests. So from that point of view, it's very rare. And the demigods, who are the presiding deities of the universe, at the time when Krishna is manifest, they are extraordinarily fortunate. So from that perspective, it is rare. And that is why they cherish it. And that is why every time Krishna performs the pastime, they are watching it and they are celebrating it by showering flowers. Because they understand it is so extraordinary. Clear? Yeah, he couldn't appreciate. Because ultimately, even seeing is rare, but more important than seeing is actually appreciating, relishing. And that is what Mukunda Datta says, isn't it? In the prayers of Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that he will not see me for Mukunda basically, that you will not see me for 10 million lifetimes. And then he says, okay, at least after 10 million lifetimes I will see. And he starts dancing in joy. And normally we tell this pastime to talk about how the devotee is determined and hopeful. But after Mukunda, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very pleased and is ushered into the presence of Mukunda. And he asks Mukunda to be ushered in his presence. And then Mukunda comes and Mukunda offers prayers. And what are his prayers? He says, actually, it is your great mercy that you allow me to see you. But seeing you is not all that great. This is even the demons saw you. And when they saw you, what was their intention? Although they saw the beautiful form, which is the shelter of even Brahma and Shiva and Lakshmi, they wanted to injure that form. They wanted to attack and destroy that form. So what use is such seeing? He says, the real seeing happens by devotion. And I pray to you, please grant me devotion. So that is one of the most strongest sections in the scripture. It talks about how seeing with devotion is more important than just seeing. So Duryodhana was not seeing with devotion. But although seeing with devotion is rare, just seeing is also rare. It is also not such a commonplace occurrence. And that's why those who are participating in Lord's pastimes, they are also special souls. Okay. Yes, please. How does the 400 form come into the picture here? Now, in the Mahabharat, it is more or less known in the background that actually the Supreme Lord has incarnated as Krishna. It's not from the Mahabharat, it is not very clear that, say, Krishna is the avatari and Vishnu is also an expansion. That is a Bhagavatam understanding. Bhagavatam is a Guhya, in one sense it's Guhya. Dharma Projita Kaitavotra. But it is clear that Krishna is not an ordinary person. That Krishna is an avatar, at least, of Vishnu. That is clear enough. Bhishma talks about it several times. Bhishma talks about even to Duryodhana also, when the war is going on. I think after the 8th day, when severe reversal is there, 7th or 8th day, that evening when they meet. And apart from that, the sages also tell repeatedly. But actually, this is the Supreme Lord. It is Vishnu manifested. And many places in the Mahabharata, that is clear. So, Arjuna knows that he is Vishnu. So because now he has shown this form, so it's like the Lord is merciful, so please reveal me that form also. That's a desire. Basically, what is Arjuna trying to do over here? Arjuna is trying to, for the benefit of the world, get Krishna to manifest his supremacy, his majesty, his divinity. So one aspect of his majesty is the Virat Rupa. Another aspect of the majesty is his Chaturbhuja Rupa. So he's asking him to manifest both so that it becomes very clear that actually this person who is apparently playing the role of a charioteer is not an ordinary person. He is the Supreme Lord. And the purpose of that is when the Lord's glory is understood, then the devotion towards him becomes inspired more. Yes, ma'am. Okay. See now the question is that Arjuna, he is so much caught in the heat of the moment, he is overwhelmed by fear, and so much other emotions are there. So how can at such a time he be thinking about the future and the future people? That's true. See, there are multiple levels at which these pastimes are understood. Just like in the Ras Leela, when Krishna departs from the gopis, at one level the understanding is that the gopis became proud. And that even devotees as exalted as the gopis, when they become proud, Krishna departs from them. But in Anandandavan Champu, Kavikarnapur gives a different understanding. He says, all the gopis, they are very happy to be with Krishna, but they all knew that among all of us, Radharani is the most special gopi. So they all wanted that Radharani's glory should be manifested, and that Krishna also loved Radharani the most, and Radharani's love for Krishna is also greatest. So that's why it is said that they acted as if they were proud, and seeing that, Krishna left all of them except Radharani. So that is another level of understanding. Similarly, it is said that when Krishna was going with Radharani, Radharani became proud, and then Krishna left Radharani also, and that indicates that nobody is exempt from this being rejected by the Lord or abandoned by the Lord, at least temporarily, when they become proud. But actually, Radharani's thinking is entirely different. Radharani was overjoyed to be with Krishna, but then she thought that all my sakhis, you know, I am enjoying with Krishna, but all my sakhis will be devastated. And how will they live? And if all my sakhis are suffering, how can I enjoy? So she told Krishna that they must be searching frantically, and they will be searching here and there. So she told Krishna, Krishna, I am tired. You know, if you want me to go anywhere, you will have to carry me now. So her thinking was that if Krishna has to carry me, then we will not be able to move so fast. We move slowly, and the other sakhis will catch up with me. And Krishna gets angry and he says, oh, because I don't have... No, Radharani doesn't say you will have to carry me. Radharani says that I am very tired. I cannot walk any further. So then Krishna sort of gets angry. He says, because this is a forest, I cannot get a palanquin for you. So just climb on my shoulders and I will carry you. And as he speaks like this, Radharani looks and suddenly Krishna disappears. And then Radharani is thinking that I am speaking this so that Krishna will, other gopis, sakhis will catch up. But Radharani thinks, oh, Krishna has become angry with me. And Krishna has also gone away. So she becomes completely heartbroken. She faints over there. And the other sakhis come over there. So pride is an external reason. The inner dynamics is something much more. So similarly, in the case of here also with Arjuna, actually everything that is happening has a pure devotional motivation also. And that the fear, the agony, the confusion, these are all external. You know, like we say, when we want to understand the pastime, from the event's point of view, it is true that Arjuna is bewildered. And Arjuna is bewildered right now in the 11th chapter. Similarly, Arjuna is bewildered in the first chapter also. But we know, Prabhupada also said that Arjuna's bewilderment is arranged by Yoga Maya. So that for the instruction of the world. So in that sense, it is not that Arjuna is consciously thinking of others at that particular time. But the whole events are arranged by the Lord in such a way that these actions also benefit the others. Okay? Yes, Prabhupada.
Sir, you
were
saying that Arjuna knew that Krishna is God.
Okay. See, now, what does it exactly mean? Does Arjuna know that Krishna is God or not? See, Arjuna, his normal relationship with Krishna is Sakya. So So he is intimate. Does he know that he is God? Yes, he knows, but that is not what is prominent in his consciousness. Still there, that awareness is there, and it's there more than what is there in among the Vrajavasis. But it is not prominent. Now, in this case, when he saw the greatness, that was so overwhelming that he forgot, he thought that thinking of his normal relationship with Krishna is inappropriate. And that's why he apologized. And while he was apologizing, so he said, just as I have seen your Aishwarya in this way, let me see your Aishwarya in that way also. So at that level, Arjuna's desire is like a spiritual lalasamai. It's just a desire that I want to see the Vishnu Rupa also. So devotee naturally wants to see the Lord in various ways. So actually it is said that in the 12th chapter of the 8th canto, when Lord Shiva is bewildered by Mohini Murti, so it said that when Lord Shiva heard about this Mohini Murti incarnation, he said that he wanted to see this latest incarnation of the Lord. Latest incarnation. So like that, the devotee desires to see the Lord. So in that sense, the desire to see Vishnu is also a lalsa, a spiritual lalsa of the of Arjuna. Clear now? Okay. So now, let's try to complete this chapter quickly. Naham vedai na tapasa. Naham vedai na tapasa. Naham vedai na tapasa. Nadane na chejaya. Nane na chejaya. Shakyevam vidho drashtum. Shakyevam vidho drashtum. Drishtavanasi mam yatha. Drishtavanasi mam yatha. So, he's again making it very clear. This form also cannot be seen by anybody ordinary. So, this verse is something similar to Naveda yajnadhenir dananir. But we'll see this verse is something special. So, all other means. Veda, tapasa, dana, ijjaya. Ijjaya is formal worship. Shakya evam vidho drashtum. I cannot be seen by any of these. Drashtavan asimam yatha. You cannot see me like this. And how can you see me? So this is just like we have the Harer Nama, Harer Nama. So like that we have three yes and then Nasteva, 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 three no. So it's a very categorical verse. So like that this is very categorical. No, not this, not this, not this, not this. And then what is the way? That will be told in the next verse. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya, tvananyaya shakya. Ahamevam vidho Arjuna, ahamevam vidho Arjuna. Jnatum drashtum cha tatvena, drashtum cha tatvena. Praveshtum cha parantapa, praveshtum cha parantapa. So, bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya. It will be known only by ananya bhakti. Aham evam vidho Arjuna, I as I am right now, and gyantum, you will know me, drashtum, you will see me. Now there might be seem to be a little confusion because of the word praveshtum over here. Praveshtum means to enter. So you know we have some mayavadi recoiling, oh, enter, what is the entering? But actually if you look at the context, it's tattvena praveshtum. It is entering into the understanding of the tattva. It is not entering into the being. Because aham evam vidho Arjuna, I as I am. It's very clear from the context. Krishna is emphasizing this sudurdarsham idam rupam. There is nowhere Krishna talking of anything higher than him over here. So this form is very rare. This form cannot be known by any other means. Another immediate contrast would be, if there were something higher than Krishna to be known, then for that you won't need ananya bhakti. Ananya bhakti means bhakti to Krishna and nothing else. Ananya bhakti means that nothing higher than Krishna. So it would be a logical paradox that by giving up all other conceptions except Krishna, one will enter to something beyond Krishna. Is this point clear? Ananya, if ananya bhakti means Krishna is the highest truth. So if ananya bhakti is required, then that means one is giving up all other higher truths. All other conceptions of any truth being higher than Krishna. So then the praveshtu is actually understanding. So Prabhupada makes it very clear by, you will enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Tattvena praveshtu. You will enter into the mystery of the understanding. It's a confidential understanding. It cannot be, it's like the house of the Vedas and their innermost chambers where the most intimate understanding is revealed. That is not somewhere where anybody can enter. That is bhaktya tvananyaya shakya. It is only by bhakti. And then Krishna will conclude by telling, okay, is this ananya bhakti possible for everyone? No, he gives a, even if it is not possible for everyone, this is a practical way by which one can rise to the level of Ananya Bhakti. So Prabhupada calls this next verse as the sum and substance of the Bhagavad Gita. Mat karma krin mat paramo, krin mat paramo, mat bhakta sanga varjitaha, mat bhakta sanga varjitaha, nirvaira sarvabhuteshu, vaira sarvabhuteshu, yasamameti pandava, yasamameti pandava. So, mat karma krin, work for me. While working for me, don't get attracted to other things. Mat paramo, remember that I am your goal. Mat parmo, mat bhakta. And when you are working for me, offer your heart to me. And how to offer your heart to me, be very careful that you don't get contaminated by worldly sangha. Sangha, varjitaha. Give up worldly association. And don't be inimical towards anyone. Nirvairah sarvabhuteshu. If you do like this, yaha samameti pandava, you will come to me. You will attain me. The Prabhupada says here, essence, where does he say that? And therefore, this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And then Prabhupada gives a further elaboration based on Bhakta Sambhu Sindhu about how one can practice this. So, in a sense, you know, we all aspire for Ananya Bhakti, and what we try to do within ISKCON is live to the standard. We try to work for Krishna, Mat Karma Krin. Then we try to refine our goal, Mat Paramo. Yes, Krishna is the goal of mine. Mat Bhakta Sangha Varjita. We try to cultivate bhakti and we try to avoid bad association. And by trying to preach Krishna consciousness to others, we try to develop Nirvairaha Sarvabhuteshu. We try to become compassionate towards others. So in this way, this verse is actually what Srila Prabhupada has also given as a framework for implementing within his Krishna consciousness movement. Okay? Any questions? So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.